Hi everyone, and welcome to the second episode of the Scotcast, the RNIB Scotland Connect Community Podcast. This episode's a little different because we're going to be talking about a song that was produced by the RNIB Scotland Choir. It's a reworking of a popular track by the Proclaimers, which you'll probably recognise, and you'll get a chance to hear it at the end of the episode. But before that, we're going to be talking to some of the people who made it. We have Mike from RNIB.
Hello.
And we also have three volunteers who worked on the project. We have Stephen.
Hello.
We've got Carol.
Hi.
And we also have Jeanette.
Hello.
Thanks everyone for coming on. Mike, how did this all come together?
Well, we run a singing group as part of RNIB Connect, and we also have a campaigns group that meets on the phone each week. And one of the big issues that has come up over many weeks has been the issue of social distancing. And one of our colleagues, Katrina, was at the meeting, and she said, "Well, you know, we've got the singing group. Why don't you write a song?" So, always one to take up a challenge. Had a couple of hours between the campaigns call and the singing group call, so I drafted a few words to the song, "The 500 Miles" by the Proclaimers, and just sort of a few ideas, and then we worked with it as a singing group, and changed a lot, added a lot, and that's how it started coming into being.
Stephen, when did you become involved in this project?
Well, I've been very lucky to be able to join in on the choir session. So I think we've done a couple of Proclaimers songs. Mike just came up with the idea. I think you had most of the first two verses, the rewording, the lyrics, I think, Mike. And yeah, just in the groups, we just sort of changed a few words, made it scan a bit better. And then we finished the third verse. So I did a quick version, and then we recorded everyone else over the phone and just built it up from there with a few other little computerized instruments at the end as well. And hopefully it came out quite well at the end.
By all accounts, it certainly did. And we've got a couple of the volunteers who contributed to it here with us today. We have Carol and Jeanette. So, Carol, how did you feel about taking part in the project?
It's something that I really wanted to do. I mean, I love singing anyway, so to be part of the singing group was just fantastic. And then I'm a massive Proclaimers fan, so when it was put to me that we've got a song which is about social distancing, and it was made to the Proclaimers 500 Miles song, I was like, oh, yeah. So I was right all over it. And then I know the Proclaimers personally, so I dropped them a wee message and said, you know, is it possible that we can use this, the tune and stuff? And they were really, really keen on the idea. And since then, it's just grown, really. And that's brilliant.
And Jeanette, what are your thoughts on taking part in it?
I actually was in the choir based in Edinburgh. And I enjoyed singing there. And then when it became the telephone group, I joined in with that as soon as it started up. So we've been through a couple of progressions of various songs, and when it was suggested that we do a lockdown song, I thought this is great. So we all contributed and assisted to put the song together the way we wanted. And I think the funniest thing was to try and record using various bits of technology at home to try and not get the various sounds of home inside it. And I don't know how many takes I did of the rubbishy bits I sent in, but it was good fun. Actually, it was quite good fun. It made me laugh a lot.
I think what was really exciting for all of us is to be able to do this but not together, all together. You know, we were all apart, sort of almost 100 miles away in some cases. Yeah. And we were still able to do it by exchanging files and emails, or where people didn't have that mm-hmm. capability, we were able to record bits over the phone as well. So it's a really exciting way of putting a song together.
And I think what's more important as well, obviously we're highlighting a massive issue for blind and visually impaired people. And so we're doing something that has a purpose and has a meaning. And I think that sort of drove us all on as well.
And Stephen was a bit modest in what he was saying. Stephen himself is a singer-songwriter, so you know, we were really lucky to have him to help layer it all together. Mm. And Stephen's a great guitarist and singer, and so was able to put some piano and vocals with that, and then have Jeanette come and sing and Carl come and sing and a few others as well. Was just fantastic to be able to build all that together.
Mm. It's good to have Stephen sing and play along with the guitar, because I think with him being quite strong, it helped us to join in, and that gave us the backbone for the song itself when we're actually trying to do the recordings over the top of it. So
yeah, and obviously it's really good that R&RB Scotland can give us this opportunity to meet weekly and you know, sing and also enjoy doing what we're doing.
Even I really enjoyed the whole thing. Just it was something new for me, and just that. Mike, I think, recorded piano and singing, and Jeanette as well. Maybe a slightly better, higher quality of recording, but also I found that just the recordings we did over the phone, just there's something about that, the quality of those as well. It was quite atmospheric, or I don't know, poignant in some places. So just sort of summed up the situation really well.
Yeah.
I think if it gets out obviously if people listen to it, they'll become aware that we do have problems with the social distancing and other issues that we do have problems with during the current lockdown. And also as it eases off as well, that people still have to remember to keep their distance. And it should them that should be moving, not us.
Yeah. I think that's why that particular song really works, because the sort of you're comparing all the time yourself to somebody else, you know. So we've got this song, the line that always amuses me, you know, like, when I get drunk, I'm going to be the one who gets drunk just like you. So we're just trying to sort of show that we're all the same. Not saying we all get drunk, but you know.
No, of course, it's worth pointing out that we all drink responsibly, of course.
Yeah, indeed. But you know, it's that kind of thing that really helps to explain the similarities as well as some of the different needs that we have.
Traveling and shopping and just
working,
coming home,
even just getting out.
Exactly.
I think even the choir in general, it's brought a lot of people together who wouldn't otherwise be able to meet, even in the choir setting face to face. A couple of the ladies on the group call that we have on the phone, they say they wouldn't be able to make the distance journey into Edinburgh to take part in a choir. So I think for them it's opened up that side of things for them at home.
Mm. Yeah, it certainly makes us think about how we might, you know, do it in the future and perhaps try and hold it in different places at different times or whatever.
And also the money aspect as well, rather than having to, you know, have meetings or different groups in set areas and people having to come in by public transport, which is a little bit difficult at the moment. I think sometimes it actually shows us now that technology has a place still to play, even after lockdown.
Well, thanks very much, Mike, Jeanette, Carol and Stephen, for coming on to talk about the project. And without further ado, let's hear the song.
After lockdown, well, I know I'm gonna need a bit of freedom just like you. And when I go out, yeah, I know I may well need someone to guide me when I'm walking just like you. If I get drunk,
when I get drunk,
well, I know I'm gonna be the one who gets drunk just like you.
Yeah.
When I travel,
gonna travel,
yeah, I know I'm gonna be the one who travels just like you. Social distancing is something I will find it hard to do. All I ask is understanding that I can't see quite like you. When I'm working, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the one who's working just like you. When I'm shopping, yeah, I know I'm gonna spend my pounds and pennies just like you. When I go home, well, I know I'm gonna be so pleased that when I'm just like you. And if I grow, well, I know I'm gonna be so glad I've came home just like you. Social distance. distancing is something I will find it hard to do. All I ask is understanding, but I can't see quite like you. I know I'm only one quick call or text away from you. But when I'm dreaming, well, I know I'm gonna dream about the time when this is through. And when we go out,
when we go out,
yeah.